It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. This week, voters in New York selected nominees for governor, lieutenant governor, and state assembly members, but they didn't vote for members of Congress or the state Senate. Due to controversy with the redistricting process this year, those primaries were moved to August 23rd. Here with a wrap-up and a preview of the upcoming primary and the general election in November is WNYC's Albany reporter, John Campbell. Hey, John, welcome back.
Hi, David.
Let's run down the results. No surprises in the governor's race or the lieutenant governor's race, right?
Yeah, none whatsoever. All the favorites won. Governor Kathy Hochul, she's the incumbent. She had the support from Democratic Party leaders. She defeated Long Island Congressman Tom Suozzi and New York City public advocate Jumaane Williams, and it was really a landslide. I mean, she won all 62 counties in New York State, and that's pretty significant in a primary. Her running mate, Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado, he warded off his primary challengers, Ana Maria Archila and Diana Reyna. And on the Republican side, you had Congressman Lee Zeldin. He had the Republican State Committee's backing, the backing of most county Republican leaders across the state. He pretty easily held off his opponents, which include Andrew Giuliani, the son of Rudy Giuliani, Rob Astorino, the Westchester County executive, and Harry Wilson, who was a self-funded businessman who aired a lot of ads attacking Lee Zeldin. Zeldin was able to ward that off, and he cruised to a primary win.
Okay, there were a few surprises down ballot, though, right, in some of the state assembly races?
There were a handful of assembly members from New York City who faced primary challenges from fellow Democrats, usually on their left. But the only person to lose among the city's assembly delegation was Jose Rivera. He was in the assembly for 20 plus years. He was defeated by George Alvarez, who had support from Congressman Adriano Espaillat. Further north in the Hudson Valley, there were a couple of incumbents who did lose. That includes Westchester Assemblyman Tom Abinanti. He lost to county lawmaker Mary Jane Shimsky, and also Kingston Assemblyman Kevin Cahill. He lost to Sarahana Srethna, who had the backing of the Working Families Party.
Okay, well, the primary this week sets up a contest between incumbent Governor Kathy Hochul and Republican Lee Zeldin. Here they are at their victory parties this week, starting with Governor Hochul.
To the women of New York, this one's for you.
Are we ready to fire Kathy Hochul?
Okay, so there they are. Democrat Kathy Hochul has never been elected to this office. She was the lieutenant governor, stepped into this role when Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned. Republican Lee Zeldin is a Long Island-based congressman. John, tell us about this race.
Yeah, I was at Hochul's victory party, and really within minutes after that, she was speaking to the press and really trying to rush to define this race. Lee Zeldin was doing the same thing out on Long Island. Zeldin has made clear he's going to challenge Hochul on issues like crime and taxes and quality of life. Hochul, on the other hand, she's trying to make this race about guns and abortion, and of course, those are two issues that the Supreme Court recently weighed in on. Zeldin has been critical of the state's current abortion law, which guarantees access to abortion until 24 weeks of pregnancy, and then after that, if the mother's health is in danger. And he also sounded support for the Supreme Court's decision making it easier to get a concealed carry permit to legally carry a gun in public. And we should mention one other thing that Hochul's going to try to highlight. Lee Zeldin voted against certifying the results of the 2020 election in two states. That is certainly going to be something that Kathy Hochul is going to try to use against him.
Well, John, at the top, I mentioned that voters picked their nominees this week, but this was a very small percentage of voters, right? Let's talk about turnout.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, about 14% of the active enrolled Democrats in New York voted statewide. And it wasn't much better on the Republican side, about 16%. And any way you look at it, those are low turnout numbers. But that's usually the case in a midterm primary election like this. There was a spike in turnout in 2018, but that was a pretty big name race, Andrew Cuomo and Cynthia Nixon, and it happened to come right after Donald Trump had taken office. So people were kind of energized then. So that was a bit of an outlier, but you know, 14%, 16%, that's not very good turnout.
Now, we don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I would imagine that turnout for the next primary could be even worse. It's scheduled for an unusual time, late August, and there's no big race at the top of the ticket like governor or president to draw more voters to the polls. What could a low turnout mean in that primary, in some of the congressional races? Could we see some surprising results because of that?
Yeah, I mean, anytime there's low turnout, it increases the chances of something wacky happening, quite frankly. I mean, a lot of times it comes down to which candidate has the more energized supporters, because those are the ones that are willing to go to the polls, even on August 23rd in the dead of summer when it might be 90 degrees out and sticky and miserable. All of that said, there are some really big name races for this August primary, particularly in Manhattan. You have longtime congressional members Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney facing off against each other in the 12th district.
And this is because of the redistricting that they're facing each other.
Yes, absolutely. They both chose to run in this same district rather than different districts, and now they're pitted against each other. And in Lower Manhattan and Brooklyn, you have 15 candidates squaring off in the 10th district. That includes former Mayor Bill de Blasio, Assemblymember Yulene New, and current Congressman Mondaire Jones, who was representing a Westchester-based district and now is running in this Lower Manhattan Brooklyn district.
And I'm just trying to imagine 15 candidates plus potentially extremely low turnout. It seems anyone could win it in the 10th district.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not the ranked choice voting that you saw in the city mayoral election last year. I mean, whoever gets the most votes is who's going to win here. So it's not going to take that many votes to win if that many candidates are on the ballot.
All right, we're going to be hearing much more about that in the weeks ahead. WNYC's Albany reporter John Campbell, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.